Hello and welcome back to Movies in 10, part of the Always Moving podcast. And today's film is the 2023 Oscar-nominated beautiful movie, Past Lives.
Where are you going?
New York, change of environment.
Today's episode of Moving in 10 will be about Past Lives. Now, before I get any further, I'm going to try my best not to spoil anything that happens, but if you have not seen the movie and plan on watching it anytime soon or whatnot, maybe best to avoid, maybe best to, proceed with caution. But either way, I'm here to talk about Past Lives, the movie from Selena Song. It's her filmmaking debut. She was the writer and director of it, and I loved it so much. It's a kind of covers the story of these two Koreans across three different time periods of their lives. So for me, let's start the opening shot. I love, because I've been in this situation before. You see Nora and you see Haesung and you see another guy that you don't know sitting at the bar, and you overhear voices saying, like, oh, maybe they're brother and sister, who is this? They try to explain their relationship or who they are, and I've 100% been in that situation. I feel like everyone else has. You see a couple, like, oh, he must be funny, or he must be rich, or that's his daughter, or something like that. So already there, instantly connected, because I've already done that. So the movie kind of covers the lives of both Nora and Haesung, kind of when they're about 12, when they're about 24, 25, and then again about 35, 36, that kind of range. So it's three big sections of their lives, and you kind of see how they progress and their relationship, how it goes from there. So when they're 12 years old, Nora, played by Greta Lee, and Haesung, played by Teo Yoon, obviously not when they're 12, but their characters, you see them when they're about 12 years old in South Korea, and they're classmates, they're fun, like friends, they walk home together all the time, they're always competing in, you know, tests and academic stuff. So you see them kind of walking home from school, and Haesung finally beats Nora in an exam, and she's upset by it. And it kind of shows their character develop from there, but then they get to a break where Nora goes up towards her house, and Haesung stays bottom and kind of takes a lower road to get to his home. And it kind of shows, like, the crossroad that they encounter throughout their lives, because Nora and her family eventually, they immigrate to Canada. And so she leaves South Korea. So you see them kind of, you know, learning English and kind of that nervous anticipation of moving from your home country, moving to a new country that you don't speak the language, something I'm familiar with. So again, I connected with these young girls on that level, because I know that feeling, and instantly I'm already kind of feeling more and more connection to these characters as they go. So we then catch up. Nora's now, she's studying to be a playwright, and Haesung's kind of following in a very, I'd say, general kind of tract in life. He's working, he's going out with his friends, he's studying, and he kind of is unsatisfied with his life at that point. And then they haven't spoken for so long, and then Nora reaches out to him on social media, and then they start talking, and then they start talking every day, and they kind of develop this long-distance relationship where they're calling each other, they're texting each other all the time, and this boils over where they realize they can't really be with each other. This comes to that breaking point in a long-distance relationship, in quotes, relationship, because they kind of don't know where they're at, but they both care about each other, and they don't know really where to go with it. Again, they're, you know, 24 years old, and the logistics, everything doesn't make sense. They have this pretty heartbreaking scene where Nora asks when he can come to New York, because she's now in New York at the time, and he says it might not be for a year and a half, and then she says she can't make it to Seoul for at least a year, and then they decide to break things off and kind of stop talking and realize, hey, this isn't going to work out. We're so invested in something where there is no future. So you kind of see how this affects both characters as they, you know, they're going through it. Both of them kind of, you know, they're around people, but you kind of get this sense where they kind of feel alone, or they're longing for something more. So jump forward, and Nora meets this guy Arthur, who eventually she ends up marrying. And Haesung is kind of in the similar boat. He's going out drinking with his friends all the time, and he starts a career that he doesn't really like, and he's kind of dating a girl that he's not really sure if he wants, if she's the one, if he's the one she's going to spend the rest of his life with. And we go from there to the big third act, which, you know, that part that I've explained so far, I'm pretty sure you can get from just the synopsis or from a trailer or something. So this next part might be more of a spoiler, but here's your warning. Ding, ding, ding. So in the third act, Haesung decides that he needs to see her. He needs to in some way get closure, or in some way find out if this love that he's, you know, been holding on to, if there's anything there, if there's destiny or something like that. So Haesung decides, I'm going to make the jump to New York. I'm going to do a trip. He's going to put everything on hold and make the jump over. So when he gets to New York, they finally see each other. And this is the first time they've seen each other physically since they were kids, 12 years old, 10 years old, whatever it is when they leave. And they're both just kind of, they're shook. They don't know, you know, how to react, they're just so overwhelmed with seeing the person. This is the person they knew as a child, but now they're an adult. They've, you know, Haesung's grown into this handsome man, and Nora's this beautiful woman, and they're in their 30s now, and, you know, they always kind of, there's this image they always kind of carry with them as they're that little kid that they've known, you know, their whole lives, but now here they are. Like, they've spoken through, like, Skype and stuff like that, but physically seeing the person, it's pretty amazing scene. Like, if you've ever talk to someone for so long, maybe you work remote, and then you finally see the person, like putting the face to it, putting the body to it, the height, the whatever, they really capture it well. Selena Song, the director, really captures that part well, I think. So then they go through and they're talking, they're going around New York, and then they kind of explain how their lives are going, and then Haesung meets her husband, and then it's kind of this awkward situation. I don't know if I was Arthur, or if I was her husband, if I'd be so cool about the guy who's, like, in love with my wife, or believes destiny is supposed to bring them together. You know, you try to be cool, especially if they traveled from across the globe about it, but there's always going to be this part of, like, okay, what's going on? What's going on here? And that's something that they show in the movie. Something that Arthur struggles with. So it kind of comes to this amazing scene in the bar that we saw at the beginning, when, you know, some couple across the way is questioning, you know, what their relationship, are they brother and sister, or they whatnot. But now we see it from their perspective, and they talk about all kinds of stuff. I don't want to spoil anything what they talk about, but it goes to this kind of, I'd say, the climax of the movie, and you figure out kind of where they are and where they're going to go in life. And I highly suggest you watch it. It's like a romantic movie, but kind of, but also, I don't know, it's different. It's not what you expect. It's something, I loved it, and I feel like it's more realistic than a bunch of romantic comedies or romantic movies you see or stream wherever. So definitely recommend it. For me, at the end of the movie, and the way it all comes together, it really hit, because there's this sense of, you know, what happens if we met at a different time, or what happens, this is like not even with a lover or a relationship or anything, this is friends, this is whatever, teammates, you know, what could things be like, or if you take that jump, what could happen? And you know, there's this sense of when you say goodbye to someone, even when they break, or say they break up over Skype, there's this sense where it's like, am I ever going to talk to this person again? Am I ever going to see this person again? And you always kind of have this, oh yeah, we'll stay close, whatever, but it tends to never work out that way, and life happens. And for me, that's what connected the most, was I've had many of these in my life, of friends where I lived abroad, or teammates when I lived in France and stuff, and you see them every single day, and then life just happens, and you trend different ways. And one of the key kind of things I got from the movie was, you know, these people that you knew at the time, or you cared for at the time, you still always will. They'll always exist inside you, you know. But it's the same as when they were kids, you know, maybe depending on the age when you, the last time you saw them, that's the memory that sticks with you. And, you know, it's important to not let that person die, because they existed in your past life, past life. But yeah, it really struck me, because I've had many of these goodbyes where, you know, it's so far away, you never know what's going to happen next. And you always wonder if it's the right choice, if you'll see them again, if you'll stay in contact, and all that. I don't believe I spoiled anything there, but maybe I did. But I gave you a warning. So the ending scene is just, it's heartbreaking, and I connect with both characters so much. And it really is a beautiful movie. I hope you go see it. I'm disappointed it didn't get. It got nominated for 2 Oscars, but I'm disappointed it didn't win anything. I feel like it was one of those movies that deserved some appreciation at the Oscars, you know. But this has been Movies in 10, Past Lives. Hope I didn't spoil anything for you. Hope you go check it out. Really great movie, really great performances from everybody. And curious to see what Selena Song does next, because I'm in on this one. So either way, this has been Movies in 10, part of the Always Moving podcast, and part of the Chatter Network. Check that out, too. We got some good shows out there. I am your host, Lyndon Savanto, and let's keep this thing moving.